September 1966, Buenos Aires, Argentina. I sat up late listening to the radio, thinking I wasn't going to be able to sleep anyway. After James went to sleep, I packed my few things into the green suitcase and left it by the door, hidden under my overcoat. I smoked three of the cigarettes he always kept in a silver box by the window, listening to an orchestra play. A woman's voice trilled up ahead of the band from time to time. I had seen couples dancing the tango in the bars in San Telmo, and was struck by the careful way they handled each other, as if they were made of bone china. They didn't look at each other much. They kept their eyes down, looking at their hands or the floor, as if lost in separate thoughts. They sometimes leaned on each other, and sometimes pulled apart, examining each other's faces briefly, and then pressing close again. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I went into the bedroom and climbed in beside James. He stirred, but didn't wake. At 4, I woke up again, pulled on my crumpled skirt and blouse, and washed my face in the cramped bathroom. At the front door, I took the pistol out of the packed suitcase and stood looking at it. It was so heavy in my hand, even though it was unloaded. The radio was still playing, very low. I turned it off. The box of bullets was in the suitcase. I put 6 bullets in the gun. As I finished, I glanced up and saw my reflection in the window, a girl dressed like a legal secretary holding a gun without authority. I straightened my blouse with my free hand. I tried to clear the anxiety out of my face. It didn't help. The girl in the window raised the gun and aimed. She looked ridiculous. I clicked the chamber open and emptied the gun, let the bullets rattle back into the box, and put the pistol in my purse. Outside, the streets were hushed, the sky still dark. I walked out to the avenue and hailed a cab, and then sat rigidly alert in the back as the driver murmured and chattered. Dawn was breaking. The sky over Puerto Madero.